This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Sedgy today, and on our show this hour, we have the amazing Kreskin. As I mentioned earlier, I have known Kreskin a long, long time, going back to the early 70s. He's an amazing guy on stage, he really is, and he's going strong. He's in his mid-80s, unbelievable guy, travels all over the place. Also, we have on the show the co-host, American Ninja Warriors. We've had him on before, a terrific guy. He's also going to be on Hollywood Game Night with Jane Lynch. Joining us will be none other than Agbar Bajabiamila. And then later on in the show, we're going to be chatting with a lady by the name of Janelle Taylor. And she's going to tell us about a new program that is all about where your children are via their cell phone and how to use that cell phone practically and sensibly. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Sedgy.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. And of all the years I've spent in the broadcasting business, which I'm going to be very candid, is over a half a century, and 27 years doing a talk show, you know, you meet a lot of people and you make a lot of friends. But I have to be honest with you, our next guest is one of the nicest men that I've ever met, I've ever worked with, that I've ever had on the show. He is terrific, and he really takes interest in everything that the host does. He's a touring, of course. He works just about every day of the year. He's going to be near me in Orlando, Florida, actually in a city called Claremont, a bedroom community, coming up on a great place that he's going to be playing. It's the Claremont Performing Arts Center. Our friend, not Kreskin, but the amazing Kreskin. Kreskin, how are you, my friend? Good to have you back.
It is tremendous, and I noticed that you, of course, added the my first name, which is amazing. Actually, it's the on the credit card, the amazing Kreskin. But and of course, since you worked with Ed McMahon so many years and became very close, I told before how it was Carson that gave me that, right. the prefix amazing, because I never intended to use that. So it's great to talk to you, and what a someday, and I had talked about a radio program, but it looks like that's going to come to fruition. It didn't quite develop as I had promised in the past, but I want to interview you on the program because I got a multitude of questions I want to ask you about. You've lived and are living a rich career, and we're talking about, I got such a kick out of this because people sometimes ask me, where have you been? And I can't sometimes tell them where I was a week ago and say, for a mentalist, this guy's really got problems. But I think I had mentioned it to you last time we spoke, but it's 2 years ago now. We didn't get to last year yet, but 2 years ago, counting all radio, television, and concert appearances that year, it was 364 appearances around the world.
Oh, my goodness.
So I do take a vacation because I love cross-country skiing and camping, but the last time I took a week off was 13 and a half years ago.
Oh, my.
And it's not because I'm a workaholic, Ron. I just love my work. It's a passion. You understand what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny we talk about the Carson's identification that he gave you with The Amazing, because there's a channel, a cable channel called Antenna TV, and I'm not promoting this, but every night at 10 o'clock Eastern time, it's the Carson shows, and it's full. And I'm watching you the other night. I mean, it's great. It brings back great memories, and a good thing on a little bit earlier, because now that I'm a little older, I can't stay up the time that it usually was on. But, you know, you and I talked about this once before, about the traveling, and it's amazing how many miles you have put on. You had a figure for me the last time. What was it?
It's over 3 million miles. In fact, I have a feeling it's getting close to 4 million, but according to the airline industry, a year ago it was like over 3 million miles. And it is, I tell you today, as traveling by plane in the United States isn't quite as attractive as it once was, as it was years ago. And everybody in the business agrees, including people whom I know personally that work on airlines and so forth. By the way, I could never have predicted, I swear to you, Ron, never did I ever dream, having been traveling now for 60-some years, that we'd be charged to check luggage on an airline. Now, they're making over $1 billion each year. But I tell you, the whole climate, and there is one airline, we will not go into it now, that charges to carry a piece of luggage on the plane, to carry on, because I was there when this first developed a year ago, and people were arguing at the counter, and I said, what the heck are they arguing? They didn't want to pay $100, whatever it was. By the way, that airline has now been voted as the least popular airline in the United States. So I'm not going to mention any names because I don't want to be too negative.
Well, you know, it's funny because do you remember, and I'm sure you do, okay, there was a time when you got dressed up to go on an airline. And they, you know, before they even had the tray, I'm really getting my age here, but before you even got the tray coming down, they put a pillow there and then they put your steak on top of it. Now I sit next to a guy, he's got on a t-shirt, flops. Yeah. The guy or the woman is dressed like they're actually a mechanic on the plane. The mechanics dress better. And they give you these four peanuts. They open a bag and have you to share the peanuts with the three other people. And they charge you, you know, more money. It's a cattle call. It really is.
The point I want to warn people about is be careful. Folks, just hear what I'm saying. And I have reason for saying this. Be careful. I'm not talking about European countries. And I've traveled a lot out of the a year ago, I was in Spain, Italy, New Zealand, Australia, Japan, Wales, Netherlands, Canada, the United States. But food on flights in the U.S., I will not eat it. And I don't want to talk about how it's taken care of. But do me a favor, folks. And I think I've warned a few times in the past, but if you don't believe me, and I get emails, I'm going to get emails from telling you this now, maybe in a week or two from now, sit by the entrance of the plane in the morning if you're taking a morning flight out. And just do me a favor, folks. Watch the stewardesses and watch the pilots. You will notice they're carrying a bag on. It's breakfast. They will not eat the meal on the plane, and we won't go into why.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I never like to travel alone because I always figure that if something happens to me, nobody will know who I am, you know. Yeah. But do you travel all these miles by yourself?
No, Ron, I don't. I have a road manager with me, and years ago, people managed me, and he said, don't ever, as a performer, travel alone. You do need some support,
right?
Because sometimes things get confusing and uncomfortable, and luggage is lost, and sometimes people want to spend time when you may not have the opportunity. And I love people. I love to deal with people. As the years have gone by, one of the most valuable things I have in my life is my time. I consider it a priceless gift. And I last night I got to bed at 4:45 this morning because I was working all night on a project. But, I got to share this with you. I got to tell you this. You're going to get a kick out of this. Now, this is not my new book in real time. It's not a new book of mine, but there is a book now, and it just came out a week ago. Folks, you might want to make a note of this. You older folks, by Mark Chimsky, Chimsky. No, I did not write the book, although I wrote a chapter in it, because the title of the book is 80 Things to Do When You Turn 80. And who are some of the entries? One chapter's by Pat Boone, and another's by Tab Hunter. But with all they've gone to 80 people. Most of them, I don't know most of them. I think they must be in the marketing and in the business area and what have you. But the three they keep mentioning on the internet, and includes yours truly. I got such a kick out of this. It's in audio and printed. The gentleman, when he writes about me before my chapter that I wrote, it's a pretty thick book. He says that he cannot believe my schedule. He says my schedule would be a challenge to people half my age.
Oh, yeah.
But as I say in the title of my life is an adventure, Ron. It really is an adventure. I mean, I can write another book on just experiences I've had. I just, can you believe a few weeks ago, this is a private program. A lot of my programs, you can't see them listed because private groups don't want them publicized because they can't open the doors to people in town that would like to see me since they're, let's say, for a corporate affair or a special group of close friends and what have you. I had a program, and one of the persons whose thoughts I read was a gentleman in the audience whom I didn't know, and after the program he came back and he was in law enforcement. I've been, as a result of that, called in on two murder cases. Now, I'm not going into details. I don't do this work for publicity purposes, but it's, my life really has 84 crime cases. Now it's 86 crime cases I've been involved in my career.
Ah, that's great. That's good. My son's a Orlando detective, and boy, he would appreciate hearing those stories.
Tell this to him.
Okay.
And I want you folks listening in to hear this, because my brother was a policeman 18 years.
I know.
In the family. I have a member of the CIA, and I worked with FBI, what have you. To be a policeman today, my God, you got to be a psychologist. You got to be an attorney. I don't envy the situation today because our culture has changed, and you understand what I'm saying, Ron.
Oh, sure do. The amazing Kreskin, our friend for many, many years, is our guest this portion of Ron Segi today. We're going to pause for a second, but Kreskin will be back with another segment with us. We always enjoy when he's here, and boy, we could talk forever and ever and ever. So we're going to pause for a second, and we'll be right back with the amazing Kreskin today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the pad and feel to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com. Or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with Ron Sedgie today, and my friend is staying over for another segment, The Amazing Kreskin. I've always wanted, in all the years we've known each other, to ask you a question that I always forget to ask. And so this time I looked it up, and I want to...
I looked it up, okay?
So I found out that the superhero Mandrake. Magician is how you really got interested in this whole arena.
Ron, as God is my judge, I have no reason to play games. I don't do this. This is not the way I work. I have a legal size pad in front of me. I don't mean legal for law reasons, but that's the size of the pad. And my pen was resting on a line that I wrote here in which I wanted to talk about Mandrake, and you brought him up. I swear to God, that is what my pen is on. It simply says here, Mandrake. Well, the story is interesting, I think, to a lot of people, because I've now appeared at comic conventions because of this liaison. When I was 5 years old, and my family is Polish-Italian, my mother's side is from Sicily, and my father's side is from Poland.
So we could be related. You know that, don't you? I'm Sicilian, too, so we might be related.
Yes,
and we're both from,
you are. Yes.
And we're both from Pennsylvania.
So we were visiting relatives in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and of course, from your background in Erie, you know Bethlehem and Allentown.
Sure.
I had at one time 80-some relatives in Bethlehem and Allentown, and a young man looked like an older person, of course, when I was five, gave me a comic book. So I come back home with my parents, and my mother would read to me comics because I wasn't able to read then. And this one had a comic character in it called Mandrake the Magician. And she got another comic from the stores, and the same, because the character fascinated me. Lee Falk wrote it. Lee Falk wrote it, and Phil Davis did the cartoon. And Lee Falk, by the way, had another cartoon which was a monumental success called The Phantom. But Mandrake was not a magician. He had hypnotic abilities. He had telepathic abilities. He solved crime, but he dressed in white tie and tails. He had a black assistant, Lothar, who was a hero, and Narda was his lovely gal friend. And that was going to be my model. So I wanted to, I play acted this character until I was 9 years old in grade school, and then they played, I told the game Hot and Cold, where a teacher taught us, you walk around and someone says you're getting warm, we found beanbags, but I didn't find anything. I went home to my grandma's house and had my brother hide a penny upstairs and found the penny without him ever talking to me. And from then on, my life changed. I started performing every week in grade school, and then by the time I was in sixth, seventh grade, I was doing performances for various organizations. And by the time I was 9 years old, Ron, I was doing two-hour performances. My performances ran 2 hours.
Wow.
But Van Drake became a hero in that image.
Yeah.
And 30 years later, one of the most wonderful experiences of my life, I was invited to Sardi's restaurant because the comic industry knew that Mandrake was kind of turning point in, early in my life. And they were having a seminar saluting Lee Falk, who had started writing Mandrake the year I was born, 1935, and the comic was still in the newspaper, Sunday papers. So I went there, and there was a crowd of professors from universities and graduate students, all aficionados of the comics, history of comics. And I went over and shook hands with Lee Falk, and he said, "Oh, it's so nice to meet you, Chris," and we didn't talk anymore. Bottom line is, he had Q&A for 2 hours, and about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he stopped and he said, "But I want to tell you folks something. Of all the people through the years, the only person who's come closest in real life to being truthfully what my character is the Amazing Kreskin."
Wow.
You can imagine, Ron, it was one of the most moving. I meet the professors who were there then, and I couldn't speak. You can imagine when something like... By the way, what's interesting about Mandrake is that during World War II, amongst the enemies, of course, were the Nazis in Germany and Mussolini in Italy and in Japan and so forth. Mandrake was the biggest comic in Italy at that time. And Mussolini, because we were the enemy, Mussolini decided to erase the comic. And the people came to him and said, no, don't. It's tremendously popular. You're going to anger your public. And he kept the comic pictures that Phil Davis was drawing then, but had the storyline change somewhat. A man came in to rewrite the story, and the man who rewrote the story was Fellini, the great director.
Yeah, sure.
And one of Fellini's great ambitions and great failures in life, and he said it quietly to various people if certain things came up, his dream was to do a movie, a Mandrake movie, but he said he can't do it. He doesn't know how to do it because this is not a movie of trick photography. This is a movie of a man who influences the minds of others, and he wasn't able to do it. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
And that man who wanted to do it was Fellini, the great director.
Wouldn't you be great at a lead role on that?
I got to tell you what's interesting right now, and if anyone is in contact with them and any future ones, Mandrake was once done a black and white movie in the past. It wasn't very successful, as The Phantom was more successful and so forth. I know the reason why, and four times now, there has been a desire, and it's been announced in the press. Last year it was in all the press. They're going to do a Mandrake movie. Guess what? It's not going to come through. It never did, and I've offered not to write it, but to be a consultant in the writing of it, because I know what's missing. I know what Fellini had his hand on, what needed to make that story. Here's a man with mental powers. Look at the movie. What's the movie with the famous actor years ago, The Shadow? It was not very successful.
Right.
Because what made the show, and I'm one of my close friends years ago, Walter Gibson, who died, who wrote The Shadow, and then it went to radio, and of course Orson Welles played The Shadow, and then after that some others.
Right.
The key to The Shadow in radio that made it one of the five most popular crime shows for years. He had hypnotic abilities to make himself invisible. And in the movie The Shadow, they did it by using trick photography and so forth, and it lost what made the mist. Shadow was not a sci-fi character. You
right.
understand?
Oh, sure.
He didn't fight people from outer space. He fought criminals using this gift, and that was what made The Shadows successful. That's what made Mandrake successful.
No.
I thought your listeners would be interested in
No,
story.
It's fascinating. Only The Shadow knows. You see, the problem with taking a lot of these old radio shows from years gone by and turning them into television or movies is that the theater of the mind isn't there anymore,
yes.
And the reality
yes.
is gone. You know,
you said it.
Yeah.
You said something very, very significant, and that is that the theater of the mind...
Kreskin's website, which is www.amazingkreskin.com, to find out where he's playing, because if you see him once, you will want to see him all the time.
And I'm going to end the show. We're going to have some fun with a seance. To be continued, Rod,
okay.
With a seance, okay?
Thanks, Kreskin. I look forward to seeing you. What a guy.
Godspeed, Ron. Take care.
Unbelievable. Amazing. There's no question about it. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Barry rolled into the Louisiana coast, flooding highways and forcing people to scramble to rooftops and dumping heavy rain that could test the levees and pumps that were bolstered after Hurricane Katrina. After briefly becoming a Category 1 hurricane, the system quickly weakened to a tropical storm as it made landfall near Intracoastal City, Louisiana, west of New Orleans, with the winds falling to 70 miles an hour. But officials have warned that it could still cause disastrous flooding over the next 3 days over a wide stretch of the Gulf Coast. It looks like R. Kelly is back in prison once again, this time at the federal level, USA's Wendy King reports.
Singer R. Kelly is facing federal charges now in addition to sex crime charges in Chicago and New York. The charges accuse him of engaging in sex acts with girls under 18 and without disclosing he had a sexually transmitted disease.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The world, you're listening to Ron Sedgie today. Well, a couple of weeks back, we had on our good friend Matt Eisman and Zuri Hall, of course, from American Ninja Warriors. And then last week, Jane Lynch was with us from Hollywood Game Night, which returns this Thursday. Now we have the main man with us. We joke around about this when he comes on the show, but I've gotten very good at his name. Joining us right now is Agbar Vajamiamila. Now, this is what we did the last time, Agbar, and if this is what I think is the great way to solve this problem, all right? It's a great name.
Okay.
It's a beautiful name, okay? But I did some research, and in Arabic, your first name means great, and your last name means big man, come save me. So if I screw up Vajamiamila, I can always say, joining us right now is none other than great big man, come save me.
And people are like, who? What person named their child Great Big Man Come Save Me? And it's crazy because I'm 6'6", like 260 pounds, okay? So, I mean, I am a big guy. I don't know how my parents or my great-great-grandparents knew that we were all going to be big people. So.
Well, you know, when you're that size, the best way to be called is sir, okay? So that's the best. How did they do that in high school, you know, when they always call out the name? I mean, everybody screws up my name, and last name Sedgie. They say Segai, Segi. How did they do that?
Well, so I got really smart. In fact, I talk about this in my new book called Everyone Can Be a Ninja. Talk about overcoming obstacles in your personal life. And one of the personal obstacles I had is being humiliated in front of a sea of kids who, when they hear the teachers trying to say my name, so when the teachers would try to say my name, I would just raise my hand. That's me. Because I knew I always came after Garcia, Baja, the Amelia, Steve. Where in the world do you see a G and a B follow each other? You know what I mean? So I would just, oh, that's me. That's me. I'm here. Like, don't even say it. So I would just beat them to the punch. So I became very good at listening to the name before me and knowing where I fit in. So roll call was easy for me after like the fourth or fifth grade. It took me to the fourth or fifth grade to figure out, just put your hand up so they don't hear it.
Well, you're such a good sport about it too. And you mentioned your book, which has got to be the longest name of any book I've ever seen. But that is a great book. I must tell you, you did a terrific job on that. Let's talk about three-time Emmy-nominated competition, American Ninja Warrior, in its 11th season. Unbelievable.
Wow.
And you got some new stuff here. I mean, the warped wall, the mega warped wall. You got, you know, bonus obstacles. I watched this show, Agbar, and I think to myself, how in the heck does any human being do this?
Well, you know, I asked myself the same question for about 5 years. And last year, in my sixth season hosting the show, I decided that I wanted to try it because, obviously, you know, a lot of people are familiar with the fact that I played in the NFL. And, you know, I think a lot of times with the publicity that NFL athletes get, most people, you know, hold NFL athletes as the creme of the creme when it comes to athletes. But I see it differently. And, again, I can say this because I played in the NFL and I also competed on Ninja Warrior. I think Ninja Warrior athletes are the baddest athletes on the planet.
Yeah.
Because what they have to do, they have to have total body awareness. And they have to be able to do things with their body. And they also have to be able to just kind of believe in themselves and go out there. And it's a little bit of moxie that you have to have. But we've seen ordinary people come off the couch. And I think it's their will to win, their will to overcome obstacles. It's a metaphor for life. There's so many different obstacles. You get through one obstacle on the show, and guess what? There's another one waiting for you that's just as crazy and as diabolical as the one you just, you know, that you just went through. But their ability to fight, but also, too, this show, we talk about it
been in its 11th season, it really does bring families together from people from all walks of life. Case in point, we're on 8 p.m. NBC. We're in Cincinnati, Ohio. And we've got star and multi-platinum artist Drew Lachey from 98 Degrees.
Yeah.
He's going to be competing on the show.
Really?
He's got a family of ninja fans. His brother, Nick Lachey, his nephew, you know, they're all ninja fans. And so he's taking his talent from the big stage to the other big stage of American Ninja Warrior. But that just, I think, speaks to me. And you don't have to be a big-time celebrity, obviously, to compete on the show. I think you watch it and you see we got guys like Grant McCartney, Michelle Warnke, Jesse LeBrecht, all these, you know, top ninja competitors are going to be competing. But it's just cool when you get somebody that's out of the ninja community or out of the ninja box, like a pop star, like a Drew Lachey to compete. It just kind of speaks to really works its way into a family. It's a great family show too. And I think that's why it's had the longevity. So, but you got to check baddest episodes we have, and I mean that in the good way, that we have coming out. So I think people will truly, truly enjoy Ninja and the obstacles that we have. We have this new obstacle called the Slingshot. Whoever designed this needs to be in prison. I mean, it is just sick.
Now, Matt told me that he tried it and broke his ankle. Did you break anything?
No. In fact, I tell people now, you can YouTube my performance. You can YouTube it right now.
You're proud of it.
Or Baja Villamil tries Ninja Warrior Course Red Nose or something like that, and it'll pop up. No, I had to, and I didn't want to shame myself. But I prepared for 3 months. I got one of the ninjas out there in L.A., Kevin Bull, and I said, hey, we need to work together. So I would drive 50 miles every day to go train with him to make sure I didn't embarrass myself. But I got into great shape, too, doing that stuff. I never thought, when I first started, I couldn't even do 3 pull-ups.
Wow.
By the time I ended training with him, I was doing 12 pull-ups. It was amazing.
Well, you had a little bit of an advantage, in fact, that you played 5 years, as you mentioned, with the NFL, with the Raiders, Chargers, and Dolphins. So yeah, you're no novice when it comes to me.
Actually, it was a disadvantage because carrying your body weight it was different than, you know, pushing weight. I was used to pushing weights, not carrying my own weight.
Yeah.
So that was a big difference. So it was actually a disadvantage for me being so big on the course.
Now, in addition to this, you're going to be on Hollywood Game Night this Thursday, of course, hosted by your friend Jane Lynch. This is a bizarre show, too, in a sense, you know. How do you think you're going to do?
Well, it's going to be fun. I mean, Matt and I are going to team up, and we're going to be going up against some other NBC stars on the show, on the network. Nico Santos from Superstore, he's going to be on the show. Darcy Carden from The Good Place and Mark Evans Jackson, he's going to be there, Jackson. And then Jamila Jamil from The Good Place as well. She's also going to be on there. And so we're going to try to help, you know, a contestant win some big money. But the pressure of answering those questions right, that's the one that always gets me when it comes to a game show. This is kind of like my first game show that I've been on. And I'm like, man, I'm going to be on there with Jane Lynch?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? So it's going to be Hollywood Game Night. It's one of my favorite game shows where you can just kind of relax, be you, but you also got to be on point. And so I'm just hoping that I don't mess up tonight. Thursday. But it's going to be pretty amazing.
Now, what do you think is going to be more frightening, going down the course of the American Ninja Warriors or America Game Night? I mean, because one has to do with strength and one has to do with reputation.
Yes. Okay, you know what? You're right. Okay, I do have a little bit of experience. I mean, I got some strength, you know, and this is something I've rehearsed, you know, being, you know, competing under pressure. But this is a different type of pressure when your reputation's on the line. This is the last thing you want to walk away and be like, man, how do you not know that, man? You know, like, you answer something wrong that's easy, and the whole world starts judging you. You know what I mean? It's like, so I think the Hollywood Game, that one's going to be, I think, more nerve-wracking. But I can't wait for that. My kids are going to be watching as well, so... I know my kids will let me have it if I get anything wrong.
The pressure's on, boy. Well, I got to tell you something, Akbar, and I mean this sincerely. You're one heck of a talented guy, not only on the football field, not only hosting television shows, and, of course, an author. And I got to repeat the name of that book again. Everyone Can Be a Ninja, Find Your Inner Warrior and Achieve Your Dreams. The book is very big just to get the name on there, but it's a very good book. And did some acting. You're a great guest. You really are. And I love when you're on the show with us, and I feel like I've learned something today. I really think I have down the name now. Badger Biomilla.
Okay, you got it.
I got it.
Biomilla, you got it.
So I can scratch. I can scratch the other interpretation. Great man, come save me.
Yeah, you don't have to say you don't have to say, man, come save me anymore. You got Akbar Bajabiamila down pat.
Okay, Akbar, thank you for joining us, and please join us again. You're always welcome here, and we're going to be watching you on, of course, American Ninja Warrior and Hollywood Game Night. Okay. Thank you, my friend. I tell you, I like that man. He's a nice fella. He really is. And I really mean what I said. I feel like I've accomplished something here by being able to say his name. Akbar Bajabiamila. And he's from American Ninja Warriors. And coming up on Thursday, Hollywood Game Night. And don't forget to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, R-O-N-S-E-G-G-I.com. And when you go there, on the homepage, there's an icon that says Listen Live. If you hit it, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. Also, check out our second website, segisings.com. We're going to pause for just a couple of seconds. We'll be back with more live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ron Seggi today, all across the USA and around the world. Our next subject is very, very important, very pertinent today in society that we live in when it comes to all of the crazy things that are happening in the tech world that you just can't keep up with, but this one's very important. Joining us right now is the Manager of Consumer Micro Segments Marketing for Verizon, Janelle Taylor. Hi, Janelle. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Ron. Appreciate it.
I really meant what I said because the technology today is so quick. You've got to be really on top of the game in order to keep up with it. But we're going to be talking about a challenge, and that challenge is when to allow kids, children, to be able to responsibly have a cell phone. And this is something that is like a double-edged sword because you want to know where they're at and keep track of where they're at, but you don't want it to be abused or they being abused by some of the things that happen in modern technology. So where do we go? What's the supervision and the assets and liabilities of this?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, a very hot topic. And what we're seeing from research is the average age of a smartphone is roughly 10. But what parents want to do when they're ready to introduce their kid into a smartphone or even a tablet for the first time is really check out your child's digital maturity, the type of activities they're into, are they walking to and from school? I mean, there are many different factors that a parent needs to weigh in before they give a phone for the first time, and that's why we developed the Just Kids plan to be there when they are ready to do so.
Now, you're saying that age 10 is a good age. How did you pick that, Janelle?
Well, actually, age 10 is the average age that we have seen from our studies. And then that's what I was mentioning. There really is no right age. That's why it's a really personal decision from each household.
It's a very subjective thing depending on the advancement of the child. Am I not correct on that?
Yeah. You are absolutely correct. As I mentioned, digital maturity, how many activities are you? Are you a traveling parent that travels a lot and not able to get home at 5? I mean, there are many different factors that are part of the decision-making process for that. To jump into the smartphone for the first time.
I think it's pretty well received that the big advantage is that you can keep track of where your child is, if indeed that child is using the phone properly. What are some of the disadvantages, and how do you avoid those disadvantages?
Well, the great thing about the Just Kids plan, in addition to the 5 gigabytes and the unlimited talk and text to 20 contacts that the parent and child can decide who that is together, it includes our Smart Family Premium feature, which allows for the location, but it also allows for the parent to pause the internet, whether their child is using data or Wi-Fi, but it also gives the parent the ability to block inappropriate content or app, and it also gives the parent the ability to see the time of day that a child may be talking or texting. So, for example, the other night, my son was doing a late-night text back and forth, so it shows, you know, the time of day and the number. So in the morning, I'm like, who are you texting with last night? Give me the phone. This is, you know, outside of your responsibility and the rules, so he lost the phone.
Okay, so in other words, you can determine where they're at, you can determine how much time is spent online, and the content. What about things like these robocalls? I mean, how do you avoid those?
Well, the great thing about this plan, it's designed to have unlimited talk and text to 20 contacts. So if they're not within that 20 contact approval list, they should not be able to call through.
Okay. So you're not really restricting entertainment or social contact, but you are trying to at least minimize it. And again, I would assume that probably the biggest asset is the fact that not only are you monitoring what your child is doing and when they're doing it, but also for safety reasons, too, from the standpoint of if they need help. I mean, when I was a little boy and I was, you know, maybe left at school because somebody forgot to pick me up or I had to stay after school or something, you know, you had to stand in line with 400 kids before you get to the payphone. This way here, you can resolve it relatively quickly.
Yeah, true indeed. And that's, you know, why parents want to have a smartphone for their kids. The communication and, quite frankly, the safety aspect, because things happen. You might get detention after school. You may need extra help to stay after school. And you want to alert your parents to your location and what are you doing at that time.
Yeah, nothing is more frightening even for a parent to be waiting outside of the school to think that your child's coming out and doesn't come out for an hour not knowing that he or she had been delayed for, you know, like say, detention or anything for that matter. What about the cost, Jill?
Yeah.
What are we talking about as far as cost is concerned? Is it cost effective?
Yeah, so for if there are four lines on the account, the Just Kids plan is $35. And again, it bakes in our Smart Family Premium feature, which as a standalone, it's a $9.99 product that you get included as part of the Just Kids plan. And another cool thing about the Smart Family feature is that it's an account level. So that means you can leverage it for any line that you have on your account.
What about setting up for voicemail? I mean, probably a very frustrating thing. It is certainly with me, even my sons, and they're grown up and have their own families, is the inevitable voicemail. I mean, is there a way to avoid that when you're calling a young child on their cell phone so that that doesn't make the parent exceptionally nervous too?
No, well, we didn't block voicemail, but again, that's why we limited the number of contacts that the child has access to. So hopefully as you set that up with your child, you know the 20, or not including the parent, 19 other people that they have ability to talk and text with.
Okay. Also, you know, I find that young people are so more advanced in how to handle these things. I mean, I can only remember back when my grandfather used to come to the radio station and see me, and I'm sure he was in shock to find out all of the technology, which is now 50 years old, that I was undertaking, just as I'm in shock to watch people work on their cell phones and computers, okay? Is there any way that a child can override this?
Well, we have some features in place. So, for instance, there's a companion app that is included with the Smart Family app. So if they were to take it off, the parent would be alerted that they took it off. I know for certain phones, there's actually a code that a child would need to put into place. So without that code, they wouldn't be able to remove the companion app. The parent is alerted.
Yeah, well, that's great. I think that's absolutely outstanding. And, you know, there are so many things in today's society that children and adults, for that matter, are exposed to that you just don't want to be, and you certainly don't want your children all of a sudden to be exposed to what's happening in some sectors of this new technology. So this is great. Where can we go, Janelle, for more information on this and to ascertain this package?
So if you want to obtain the Just Kids plan, you go to VerizonWireless.com or walk into one of our Verizon stores and talk to one of our knowledgeable reps.
Now, is there a special phone for this, or can you use a regular phone that you use every day, or is it a phone designed for a younger age?
You can use any phone that you want. We're seeing a lot of people hand down their old devices to their child and taking that upgrade for themselves like I did. It's open to any phone.
So when's your son getting his phone back?
He actually ended up getting it back the next day because he, again, has to walk to and from school, and we don't have a landline. I need to make sure that he checks in when he needs to.
Okay. He's working you over. I can see that. That's a mom for you. Janelle, thank you for joining us from Verizon. Our guest has been Janelle Taylor. Thank you for the information, and we invite you to come back again at your convenience, okay?
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
But it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
That's going to put a wrapper on things with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. Our guests include the legendary TV producer Norman Lear, president of Johnny Carson Productions, Jeff Sotzik, the amazing Kreskin from American Ninja Warriors, Agbar Bajamiamila, and also Janelle Taylor. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. By the way, check out our website, which is RonSedgy.com, and another one, SedgySings.com. And until next week, I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.